I am issuing a call to Christian obedience. More than that, I'm issuing a call to loving obedience. It's not enough to do. One must love to do. The actions of the body which obey the Lord's commands are of little value when accompanied by an attitude of the Spirit which detests the Lord's commands. How can I become the kind of Christian who pleases God and is a proper testimony for Jesus Christ? That question might well be seriously considered by each believer, because we were saved that we might be to the praise of His glory. We were saved that we might grow in grace to the spiritual stature of a full-grown person in Christ. We were saved that God's purpose might be fully done in us. And such a worthy goal necessitates spiritual growth. So let us consider the third step on the way to the enjoyment of the abundant life in Christ. Step one is, be rightly related to God. It is a call to faith, humility, and reverence. Step two is, exercise a discerning spirit. It is the recognition of the necessity to find and follow God's will for one's life. Step three is, practice loving obedience. It underscores the truth that there is no real spiritual growth unless there is an accompanying obedience to God's truth as it is taught to the heart. It is that third step which concerns us just now. Now, loving obedience to God is the consequence of other dealings with God. Observe the case of Lydia recorded in Acts chapter 16. She was a member of a small congregation of women in Philippi to whom the Apostle Paul preached the first Christian sermon on the continent of Europe. Observe what the historian Luke recorded concerning that incident. First, Lydia was a worshiper of God. She was rightly related to Him. Second, Lydia was available to the gospel. She heard the preachers. Third, Lydia responded to the call of God in her heart. The Lord opened her heart. Fourth, Lydia demonstrated her faith by loving obedience to God. She was baptized. Now, in the case of Lydia, as in your life, obedience followed instruction. Baptism is an act of obedience by one who is trusting Jesus as Savior. It is an act of obedience because it is specifically commanded of God. There is no recorded instance in all the New Testament where one became a Christian and did not declare it in the act of water baptism. Baptism is very important. However, it is not a sacrament which secures grace to the soul and helps to make a person saved. There is no redemptive power in the ritual. But baptism is important because it is commanded by our Lord and indicates obedient faith toward Him. Lydia's baptism reflected a disposition of mind. It is a first step in a whole life of obedience to her newfound Savior. She had received His cleansing in forgiveness. She had trusted Him as her Savior. She had yielded to Him as Lord of her life. His command to express her faith in baptism was obeyed without hesitation, because all the rest of her life would be lived in a glad obedience to Him. Now, I assure you that loving obedience is essential to living a life of victory in Christ. And the reason is very simple. Disobedience is sin. Sin in the life saps one's spiritual vitality so that victory is impossible. And therefore, loving obedience is essential to entering and enjoying the abundant life. Let the Spirit of God underscore the importance of continual obedience. Jesus said, "You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." Now the verb do is in the grammatical form which indicates continuing action. It speaks of a manner of life. It is as if Jesus were saying, "You are my friends if you make it your habit to do each thing I command you." Now would you say a man is faithful to his employer if he came only periodically to work? Hardly. Neither would you say a man is faithful to Jesus unless he consistently did those things which his Lord commands. Now that is the argument of Paul recorded in Romans chapter 6. He points out that a man who trusts Jesus is resurrected to new life in Him. Being dead to sin and alive to Christ, the believer no longer serves sin. Sin no longer reigns in his mortal body. He no longer obeys its lusts. His members are no longer turned over as the instruments of unrighteousness. On the contrary, God reigns in him. He obeys God's laws. The members of his body are yielded to God to be used in the cause of righteousness. Now, that's the whole manner of life that's lived by the true Christian. Obedience is the expression of a true devotion. Watch about the person who speaks loudly of his love for the Lord or the church or the Bible, but neglects obedience to the things God commands. I remember a visit with a man whose conversation was filled with references to the good Lord. Afterwards, I asked a mutual friend about the man's service for Christ. The reply made evident that the man's profession was much talk and little walk, because Jesus did not say, "You are my friends if you talk," but rather, "You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." The Lord Jesus rewards loving obedience by making a fuller revelation of himself to the obedient Christian. Listen to the promise. "He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him." Do you wish to know Jesus better? The way is to obey him more perfectly. Now here is the principle which is the basis to spiritual growth. God will give you all the light you will walk in. He knows whether you will be obedient. He gives no person spiritual insight simply to make him learned in spiritual matters. He informs that we may obey. He follows the principle of more light in relation to greater obedience. And that's why it is so important that you practice a loving obedience to God. Otherwise, you will not be taught of God, and so you can never enter into the blessed fullness of Christ. If you wish to know more, obey more. Practice loving obedience. Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me." So invite him in today by fullest obedience to all the truth that he has already revealed. Here is the principle expressed in John chapter 7, verse 17. "If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine." The Lord enters as a welcome guest when you are committed to obedience. So I'm issuing a call to obedience. More than that, I'm issuing a call to loving obedience. It is not enough to do. One must love to do. Actions of the body which obeys the Lord's commands are of little value when accompanied by attitudes of the spirit which detest the Lord's commands. Loving obedience means that one loves him who has obeyed, loves the duties which obedience entails, and loves the people who are served in obedience to the Lord's commands. Do I hear someone respond, "But I don't love like that"? Well, if so, your honesty in admitting the truth prepares you to receive the remedy. Romans 5:5 declares that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who lives in each of us. So the spirit of loving obedience is to let God love people through you. You can so love that God can so love through you that you can live a life of love day by day. Oh, dear Father, we want to be rightly related to you. We want to exercise a discerning spirit. We want to practice loving obedience. We know that as we do these things, we shall grow and we shall be happy in Christ. And so we invite you to take control of our lives and to lead us along step by step in Jesus' name. Amen.